This week, the House of Representatives is scheduled to vote on a bill that would add a prescription drug benefit to the Medicare program. Because seniors vote in large numbers in midterm elections, like the one coming up in November, the drug issue is pretty much at the top of both parties' agenda. Republicans say their plan will give seniors an affordable, comprehensive benefit. But Democrats say the Republicans' plan is woefully incomplete, and their plan is better. With us to try to sort out the competing claims is NPR health policy correspondent Julie Rovner. Welcome, Julie.
Hi, Corva.
All right, let's start at the beginning. Why doesn't Medicare pay for prescription drugs now?
Well, when Medicare was created in 1965, there weren't that many prescription drugs, and the prescription drugs that they were weren't that expensive. It wasn't considered something that was necessary to be a significant part of a health insurance package. Obviously, it is today. Private plans now pay for drugs, but Medicare has never been changed.
Don't most seniors have other coverage besides this?
Well, a lot of them do. About two-thirds of seniors have some coverage for prescription drugs, either through former employers or they join a Medicare HMO. The problem is a lot of that coverage is going away. Fewer employers are offering coverage to their retired workers, or they're cutting back. Medicare HMOs are leaving the program, or they're cutting out their drug coverage.
Well, why isn't Congress doing anything? Why hasn't it done anything up to this point?
Well, because it costs a gazillion dollars, or to be more specific, the Congressional Budget Office has estimated that seniors will spend $1.8 trillion on prescription drugs over the next decade, and that's before the baby boomers start to retire. That makes it a very expensive proposition.
Okay, so this week the Republicans plan to bring their bill to the House floor. Now, what will their bill do?
Well, their bill envisions private insurance companies offering plans to seniors. They'd be available. There's some standards. There would be a $35 monthly premium to start. There'd be a $250 deductible. Then the plan would cover 80% of the first $1,000 worth of drugs. It would cover half of the next $1,000 worth of drugs. It would cover nothing after that unless seniors spent $3,700 in out-of-pocket costs, after which it would cover the remainder of their costs for the year.
I can't possibly sort this out. This is really confusing.
It is dreadfully confusing. In fact, at the committee markups, a lot of the Democrats complained that this was not something they would be able to explain to their mothers.
Okay. So do the Democrats have a simpler plan?
Well, it's a little bit simpler, but not much. One thing it definitely is more generous. The Democrats' plan has a $25 monthly premium to start, a $100 deductible, and then it would pay 80% of drug costs up to $2,000 out of pocket, after which the plan would pick up everything else.
Okay. Which plan is going to come out on top?
Well, certainly the Republicans control the House of Representatives. They likely wouldn't be bringing this to the floor unless they thought they had the votes. In fact, they might even be able to block the Democrats from getting a vote on their bill because the Republicans only set aside $350 billion in this year's budget for a Medicare drug plan. The Democrats' plan doesn't have an exact price tag yet, but it's at least twice that, possibly more.
What about in the Senate?
Well, in the Senate, Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle has said that he will bring a Medicare drug bill to the floor sometime in July. The plan that the Democrats in the Senate are pushing is somewhere in between the House Republicans' plan and the House Democrats' plan.
That's a lot of legislative action. Are we really going to get a benefit plan this year?
Most people think not. This is such a political issue. The sides are so dug in. They're so dead set for having their own way. Even as important as it is to the voters and as important as it is to elected officials to please the voters, the betting is that it probably won't happen this year.
NPR's health policy correspondent Julie Rovner. Thanks, Julie.
Thanks, Corva.